WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. It is straight up 6 o'clock. We made it to Friday.
Yes!
Friday, April 5th, 2024. Partly cloudy, 51 today. Going to be on the chilly side. 58 tomorrow, 68 on Sunday. Right now, 37 in the NRV, 39 in Lynchburg, and 42 in Roanoke. And on the show today, it is a special day for us.
It is.
Yes, it's picture day.
Oh, yes.
It is.
Yes.
When did I forget?
We're doing a morning thing, a photo sesh after the show. And let me ask you this. When you were a kid and you had picture day at school, were you excited about picture day?
Yes, only because that means at least one class I got to get out of. Like, I did enjoy getting my picture taken. Still to this day, I hate getting my picture taken.
Uh-huh.
But if you allow me to get out of class, I'm down for whatever it was. So, yeah, I was excited for it in the little black plastic combs they gave you.
Yes, that's my thing. I was excited for the picture day experience because you see all your classmates. You see the older kids and the younger ones, and you're like, you know. So it was a whole thing. And the lice combs. Those little lice combs.
That's what
give
she
you.
Called them, the lice combs.
The lice combs.
Okay, that's weird. I was never given a comb on picture day.
You were never given like this little tiny
plow. No, I feel like that was an easy way for the teacher to do like a 2-in-1. You know, like kill two birds with one stone.
That is so weird. Like they were checking. Not only was it picture day, it was check for lice day.
Well, I felt like it was a lice comb.
At my school, so we would have picture day in the gym, aka the auditorium. And there would just be a long line. Mm-hmm. And you would get your picture taken on the stage.
Uh-huh.
So there's a long line from the stage all the way out into the hallway. And as you're standing in line, teachers would come through with the big, giant cardboard box of those little plastic lice combs, as Monica calls them, and just goes down the line and hands you the comb.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to, for us, we had to give it back to them because it didn't turn into weapons. And then they would throw them away.
That is so weird.
Yeah, to make sure our hair was straight and also we didn't have lice.
Yes, and I was like,
oh my gosh.
I know.
I went to the completely wrong school. Or maybe you guys went to the completely wrong school.
We were infested with lice.
Yes,
schools.
Yeah.
What's on your mind, Monica?
Yesterday, we were talking about driving and what kind of driver you are. And I realized, I gave myself, I think I said a B-. I may have to drop it to a C.
Uh-oh.
Okay, what happened?
Because yesterday...
Did you hit a curb?
Well, I took my turn just a little too hard, so I needed to take a left, and I just swooped too hard, and my sweet potatoes fell on the floor. Yeah, for lunch, I had a little container of sweet potatoes I was trying to have for a snack, and I turned, and they all just hit the floor, and I'm like, that was because I turned too hard.
You whipped that thing in.
I did. Everybody
listening right now that doesn't like sweet potatoes is saying that's where they belong, on the floor.
Oh.
I can see that being a thing. Speaking of driving, I thought about you, Monica. I saw the funniest girl math equation that I've ever seen before. Remember girl math, which is a way for, you know, women to justify purchases, spending money, whatever the case may be. Well, on someone's Instagram story, it was a picture of their dashboard with like 23 miles left before they were on E.
Oh.
And the caption said, well, time to do some girl math. And I'm like, you're trying to figure out how to get to your destination without getting gas.
Yep.
That's such a Monica thing.
Yeah, just know your car.
Just know,
know your car.
And know the number to AAA, just in case.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
And see, I thought my mother was just mad at me because I was wasting money as a kid. Was I the only kid that would go to the bread box, open up the loaf of bread, and just eat slices of white bread, and then close it back and just walk off?
I
didn't need food. I mean, I didn't need, like, meat. Didn't need, like, any kind of sauce. I would just eat slices of white bread on its own and then go walk off.
I think that's a kid thing because I did the same thing, too.
Yeah.
Like, just thinking about it now, that doesn't sound appealing.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I would do it now. My mother used to hate that, and maybe she hated it not because I was wasting money, but because white bread is generally bad for you.
Yeah.
It causes your blood sugar to spike.
As the white person on the show, I'm offended by that.
So what I want you to do, instead of just eating white bread, Chris and everyone else, you need to toast it.
Oh,
toast in white bread. Actually, what you need to do is freeze it and then toast it. Here is a doctor talking about it, using a lot of big words that none of us are going to understand.
If you take a slice of white bread and toast it, you end up lowering the glycemic index of the bread. This means it's broken down more slowly, causing a more gradual rise in blood sugar levels. If you take a slice of white bread and then freeze it, and then defrost it, and toast it again, you could lower the glycemic index of the bread by almost double. This all happens because more retrograded starch is formed. And retrograded starch is a type of resistant starch, which is beneficial for your gut health because it acts more like a fiber.
So basically, if you don't want your blood sugar to spike, you need to toast it because then your body can absorb it better slowly.
Yeah. I love some good toast.
I do too.
I don't use a toaster though. I use my oven.
I mean, really? I mean, a toaster is so much quicker.
Why would we use an oven? Hold on. We need to deep dive this. Why are you using an oven to toast your bread as opposed
to a toaster?
Isn't that baking the bread? If you don't use a toaster, put it on high. Can you actually toast bread without using a toaster?
Yes, with the oven, put it on broil, put it on high, and just toast it up. It takes just a couple of seconds, really. Once you get it going, that oven, the top rack.
By definition, you can't toast it unless it's in a toaster.
And people were dragging me for wasting electricity running my dishwasher over and over. You're firing up your oven.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I'm trying to toast a piece of bread. Spending 20 minutes doing that. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And yesterday on social media, my friend posted a picture of her son getting his first allowance money.
Oh.
He's 3 years old, and the picture was of him holding up a dollar bill with a big smile on his face.
Cute. That's cute.
Yes, and that got me thinking, what is the adult equivalent to a dollar? Because when I was a kid, getting that dollar for doing something was so exciting.
Mm. Yeah, that is tough because in my head, you know me, I'm going to overthink it. I'm like, okay, what's something that's really small that makes me really excited right now?
Yeah.
For me, I'll tell you what, it's small, a $100 bill. $100 bill is probably the adult equivalent to a dollar to me because $100, you can't really buy a lot. I mean, it's a nice amount, but you're not going to go out and buy a bunch of stuff. Just like getting that dollar as a kid. Yeah. Like, I can go buy me something nice.
And it is so easy to spend like $100 a day. You know how easy it is just to walk into any store, grocery store, and next thing you know, it's $200. Don't dare go to Target.
Now, are we only thinking about money?
Because, for example,
this past weekend when I went back home for Easter, the excitement I got when I realized that my godmother had made a cake.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a big dessert person. You guys know that. But my godmother's cakes are just so exciting. So the fact that I could leave with a slice of her pound cake, leave with a slice of her Oreo chocolate cake.
Oh, shoot.
It gave me the excitement of someone handing me a dollar when I was 7 years old. I'm like, I got it. I want to share everyone. Like, I want to text my friends and say, hey, godmother baby. I was like genuinely excited. And that to me is the equivalent of when I would, you know, get like $1.50 from my mother.
Yeah. Mine is really corny because I get excited for small things. Like a good ink pen, I get excited for. Something that, you know, I can write with and it's really smooth. Like the ink pen I have now is a University of Richmond Law ink pen. I like the way that it writes.
Now, does it have a thick head or like a thin head?
It's a little thick.
Yeah, see, I think a pen with a thick head, it writes much better. Because getting a pen with like a really, really thin point, I'm like, no, I don't like this.
Yeah. It depends on what I'm writing.
Okay, now, what are the different things that you could write?
If I'm writing
in my journal, say that, and I'm not going to ask you.
If I'm writing in my journal, I want it thick.
Uh-huh.
If I'm just going to sign something, I want it thin.
Huh.
Yeah.
I feel like that's overcomplicating things, and I'm the overthinker.
Yes, but you know what?
That's just funny.
I like how we turned from the adult equivalent to a dollar to talking about Monica's pen.
That's how it works.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris with our question of the day. Get the answer correct, and you're going to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Rail Yard Dogs' final home game of the regular season tonight at the Berglund Center.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited because they've had a great season, and they're going to end it on a high note and then go into the playoffs. So let's see if Megan is going to be a part of that. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
All right, Megan, the question of the day. A study found that a third of Uber drivers has had this happen to them while they were working. What's the answer, Megan?
Have they been in an accident?
Been in an accident? Yep.
Yep.
That's what it is.
So how does that work? If you're a passenger, do you just like get out the car and call for another Uber?
That's what I would do.
Right?
Exactly. I'd be like, hey, do you have any friends that you can
somebody close by?
You're either going to call an Uber driver or you're going to go to the hospital if you're in an accident.
Yeah.
Now, Megan, are you a big Uber driver person? Like, have you ridden in Ubers before?
Yeah, I mean, when I've been out of town.
And what would you do if you were in an Uber and they were in a car accident and you're just sitting on the side of the road with your driver? What do you do? You're in a town, so you can't call like your friends or your family to come pick you up. Do you just hang out with the Uber driver?
Yeah, I guess I want to see how the story ends.
Yeah, I don't mind that. You know what, Megan? That's all right.
Because, you know, to Megan's point, like maybe someone ran, like maybe there might be a little drama. Like someone backed into someone. Like Megan's like, let me get this on my phone.
You know, with Uber drivers and passengers, there's so many stories. I mean, I think like with my Uber driver, I went to North Carolina. I had vacation in North Carolina. And I get an Uber, hop in the Uber, and the Uber driver's like, I don't really know where I'm going. He was on vacation, but decided to leave his wife at the place.
At the hotel.
Yeah, the VRBO. He's like, oh, leave her over there. And we were both trying to figure out the location.
If we're being honest, that's not the worst idea. That's not a terrible idea.
He was paying for the vacation while on vacation.
Exactly. I don't hate that idea, but congratulations, Megan.
Megan, you got the tickets. You'll be at the Rare Yard Dogs game tonight. K92.
Prepare to facepalm, because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber. Criminal Edition.
One thing I cannot stand, a porch pirate.
They are the worst.
Yep. You get your Amazon packages and there's someone lurking in the shadows, ready to take them. Yep. Ugh, can't stand it. That's why we all have cameras. All right, well, this porch pirate, though, made, I guess, you know, the victim laughed a little bit, chuckled a little bit about it.
Well, that's good, because if you are a victim and you could find joy in the moment,
that's a plus. Because they got the camera alert that someone was on the property, someone's on the premises looking at their packages. Well, all they could see was a trash bag.
Okay.
But then the trash bag starts to waddle, getting closer and closer to the front door.
I love it.
Yes, that trash bag, inside that trash bag was Omar.
Not Omar.
Omar.
It could have been Omar.
Yeah. Okay, well, waddling to the porch to take a package, takes a package, and guess what? The victim says, I'm not going to press charges. I see him on the camera. It was quite entertaining. And also, that package was only $10 worth of chargers. It was a phone charger.
Okay.
Yes. So because the value of it was 10 bucks and it was quite comical, they said, I'm not even going to bother pressing charges.
What I'm curious on is if the victim saw it happen live. Because I'm thinking, you know, with the Ring camera, it's like you see it live while it's happening, or you can go back and watch it recorded. But if you catch it live, do you say something?
I think you watch for a little bit.
Hey, bag. Hey, bag. I see you moving, bag. Like, do you call them out on it?
I think you just go ahead. You kind of like, you do wait for it to play out and see exactly.
You have to let it play out.
Yeah, quite entertaining.
That is pretty creative, but I am wondering, was that trash bag stolen? Did he steal that from another Amazon package?
Inception.
Yeah, he puts himself in that trash bag. That's kind of like the trash taking its own self out. Yep.
He may only be a dog dad, but his jokes are just as corny. It's Chris Ryan with dad jokes and puns on K92.
All right, what do you call a nun you always see around the office building?
What?
I'm nervous.
None of your business.
None of your business.
Listen, okay. Chris, I'm going to be honest. You're off to a good start. Don't ruin this.
Oh, gosh. What has six eyes but can't see a thing?
What's that?
Three blonde mice.
That's a cute one. Okay. Yeah, I can see the school kids using it today.
Why did the ghost go to rehab?
Why?
He was addicted to the booze.
All right.
Monica, can the school kids use that one?
I mean, they can try. There's only one student that does.
How long is 1 minute?
How long?
It depends on what side of the bathroom door you're on.
That's a valid point. That is logical right there.
All right, last one today. Where does Bruce Wayne brush his teeth?
Where?
In the bat room.
Okay.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Gone to the bathroom. All right.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Yeah, Bubba Wallace. Vroom, vroom, that NASCAR driver, you. He's going to be in Martinsville this Saturday. So tomorrow, he'll be there at the 2756 Greensboro Road McDonald's location, hanging out with the Bob Patrick.
Now, as you know, Monica, that boy was not born Bubba. His name was not Bubba. What do you think his first name is? I'm going to give you 1,000 Morning Thing points that are redeemable if you can get his first name right. What is it?
I think he looks like a Robert.
A Robert?
Yeah.
Okay.
I see Robert.
Robert would be...
What is his name?
What do you think, Chris?
I think he looks like a Steven.
A Steven! He's a William. A William Darryl Bubba Wallace Jr.
William Darryl Bubba Wallace.
Yes, and he drives a number 23 Toyota Camry car. He's under the Michael Jordan kind of brand of racing. So super excited. You get the chance to meet him and Bob Patrick this weekend.
Get some McDonald's, get some nuggets, get that bundle pack. It's like 20 nuggets, some fries, all you can just sit there and talk to Bubba, William Darryl Bubba.
That's
all you get. Yeah,
that'll be noon to 2 tomorrow at the McDonald's in Martinsville.
Yes. Okay, so how do you feel about Legally Blonde?
It's a fun movie. Fan? It's an iconic movie, I think.
Okay,
Bend and Snap.
Bend and Snap.
Okay. Bend and Snap.
Reese Witherspoon, she's bringing it back. So she's working with Amazon to create a series. So a TV series. They haven't confirmed that she's going to be a part of it. But they did say that back in 2019, she did talk about she wonders if she could be a part of a series. Yeah. Do a Legally Blonde and with her character.
Like maybe she would start a law firm.
Right.
And have like other lawyers underneath her. So she doesn't have to be a part of every episode, but she pops in and out. I think that'd be a great thing.
Yeah. Something to check out. Something new. Okay. Target. They have their annual car seat trade-in event. That's going to happen April the 14th through the 27th. So you want to make sure to mark your calendars for that, especially if you have little ones, because you can trade in an old car seat and they'll give you a 20% coupon to use towards a new one.
I love that.
Yeah, so that's something great they do. They started that back in 2016. They have actually recycled over 2.6 million car seats.
Very good. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about money, because you could file a claim and get up to $500 from Walmart. Now, they have all the money. They have a $45 million.
Are we going to get paid back for settlement. Having to scan our own stuff?
That's called a paycheck.
Yeah. But they said if you have purchased any goods or bagged citrus between October 2018 and January 2024,
which I have,
you'd be eligible to receive a settlement check.
So we're looking at oranges, lemons, limes.
If you got anything, you got a candy bar?
No, you said bagged citrus.
Weighted goods.
Weighted goods. I think you're in the produce aisle.
But I want to put everything where everything has weight.
I don't think my Milky Way was in the produce aisle.
Is there any chance I'm going to get a $250,000 settlement check out of this?
There's a chance. You have your receipts?
No.
Who keeps the receipts, though?
What's the amount of money that they're looking at possibly giving out?
I mean, it's a $45 million settlement. So their $500 is the most that someone can receive back.
Okay, so we're looking at $500
then. Yes.
Okay.
But I think as little as 10.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, $10 if you don't have a receipt and you just want to claim. So.
Oh, so you have to have kept all your receipts for all the produce you bought at Walmart. I ain't doing that. I didn't do that.
Chris.
My mother might have done it. She keeps all the receipts.
Yes.
Definitely a thing.
Hey, feeling good.
K92 Morning Thang, Monica, Antoine, and Chris. We are feeling good. So are you feeling good heading into the weekend? If so, text in right now to 52353. Make sure you give your name and town, or call in 540-774-9236. Let us know what has you feeling good heading into the weekend, because I'm feeling good about Do Not Disturb on my phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because D&D is going to be turned on my phone all weekend, because I have too many things that I need to enjoy, I need to appreciate, I need to experience.
Antoine, I feel like your phone is on D&D most of the time.
Because when I
text you, I never hear from you until like 4 or 5 hours later.
Yeah, because it's always on D&D, Chris.
What's going on this weekend?
That's what happened. Oh, man, this is a busy weekend. So tonight, I have opening night Salem Red Sox. And then I have women's Final Four basketball. Iowa taking on UConn.
Oh, UConn.
And then Saturday, I have night one of WrestleMania with The Rock and Roman Reigns.
Do you smell it?
On Sunday, I have the national championship game.
Say
and
what?
Night two of WrestleMania. Listen,
I am
so excited. Baseball, wrestling, basketball, everything I love in one weekend.
I mean, it's so much noise happening with you.
A bunch of grunts.
A bunch of grunts and sweat.
We get it, Antoine. You're excited about your sports ball weekend.
Yes.
I am so excited. So, Chris, to your point, like the text messages, if you text me, it's going to be like 8 or 9 hours this time instead of 4 or 5.
You know what?
Great.
I got to experience everything this weekend.
You know
busy, nonstop.
What's kind of funny is that you're going to be setting while everyone else is moving. Like, there's a lot of movement and noise, but as you're just not, you're standing still.
With a bowl of potato chips, some cheese puffs. But I'm super excited. Monica, what are you feeling good heading into the weekend?
Mine is quite simple. I am feeling good that I have gas in the tank. Like, my car has a full tank, and I keep looking at it. I'm like, I know it's going to dwindle down to nothing, but right now, it's a full tank. Looking good, Phoenix.
Wow.
I want you to make a goal today, is when it gets to the halfway mark, you fill her back up. She will appreciate it.
I don't know what that feels like. I don't know if I can.
I can tell you right now. That ain't
happening. I don't think
it's going to happen. Monica, Monica put a full tank in there. That thing is going to last until Mother's Day. I don't think she's going to put another drop of gas in there until mid-May. Why are you feeling good heading into the weekend? Go ahead and start texting in now to 52353 or call in 540-774-9236. We're going to find out why Chris is feeling good coming up next.
Hey, feeling good.
Feeling good, you're feeling good, and we know that because you're texting in to 52353, letting us know what has you feeling good heading into the weekend. Like Josie from Elliston, I'm feeling good because I'm getting my hair done today and then spending time with a friend I haven't seen in a while tomorrow.
Oh, that's always the best time, catching up, stay up late.
New hairdo, then hanging out and catching up. Oh, yeah, that's a good time.
Girl, your hair looks good.
Uh-huh, and there's another text that rolled through. I'm feeling good this weekend. It's my birthday weekend. The festivities begin as soon as I get off work. Girl, call it a half a day.
That is such a good feeling when you're going into a weekend and it's your birthday weekend.
Tell
I love that.
The morning thing says you get half a day. You got
to
leave.
Are we allowed to ask how old this person's turning? Monica, you can ask.
Yeah, how old are you going to be?
Okay. Yeah, text in to 52353 and answer Monica's question. I just feel like Chris and I can get in trouble for asking people how old they're turning.
I feel like I'm going to kind of guess. I'm going to guess this person is in their 20s.
20s?
Yeah. You say their 20s? Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm not making a guess. I don't want to be offensive.
Oh, I think like 34.
You think 34? Uh-huh. All right, I'll make a guess. 32. They're going to be 32. Let's see. Lori from Roanoke is feeling good about making their money goal for the week. So the next 3 days is gravy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, look at
you. Money, honey.
Balling. Chris, let us know. What has you feeling good heading into the weekend?
This might be something small to a lot of people, but it was a big deal for me. Yesterday, I took 15 minutes out of my day to fold and hang up some clean clothes that have been sitting on top of my dryer and clothes that have been sitting in my dryer for a couple days. I've been avoiding them like it's the plague. And I'm like, you know what? I need to take 15 minutes. So I have my dryer is completely cleaned off. It's completely empty. And that makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm. So you're heading into the weekend with a clean laundry area.
And I feel like my life is in order for the moment.
Yeah.
I did that.
I like how you specify for the moment. Melissa just texted in to 52353. And I think we have a winner because she's feeling good because she has to make it through the weekend. And then she is boarding a flight to Hawaii.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Hawaii. See, there you go. That's how
my gosh. Yes.
Outdo everyone else in
Hawaii.
The class. Chris, I got to call you out. I got to call you out on something because we have a lot of conversations off the air.
Yeah.
Right? And what I'm learning about you is that I think that you have, and I mean this lovingly from the heart, an addiction problem. I think you have a legitimate issue because every day we talk about the things that we're listening to, the things that we're watching.
Yep.
And every day, Chris, you have brought up the Jake Gyllenhaal remake of Roadhouse. How many times? Because it came out, 2 weeks ago, right?
Yes.
It came out 2 weeks ago. In the past 2 weeks, how many times have you watched Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor in the Roadhouse movie?
Okay, I've had it on five times.
Five times. It just came out.
Let me explain. Let me explain before you completely drag me through the mud. I watched it one time and then I kind of fell asleep in a part.
Okay.
So I rewatched it again to see some stuff that I may have missed. But since then, I've put it on three other times as comfort food because I'm doing other stuff and then I'm sort of watching that. Then I'm doing stuff around the house. And right now it's my go-to movie to put on.
Okay.
Okay, listen, Roadhouse is 2 hours long. I just looked up the runtime. So if Chris has watched it going on five times, that is 10 hours of your life in the past 2 weeks that you've seen Jake Gyllenhaal get punched in the face.
But I will say this, it makes Chris happy.
It does.
It makes him happy to watch it over and over again. You know what? Do what makes you happy, though.
Yeah, but don't you consider don't you have something that you watch or listen to over and over again, or you just put it on because it's there and it's comfortable?
Easily. Yeah. Yes. Right now for me, it's the Beyonce Miley Cyrus song, Two Most Wanted.
Oh, really?
I have listened to that, and this is not a joke. Every time that I have gotten in my car since that album has come out last weekend, I have listened to it at least one time. Sometimes, like, I'll put my title on repeat one, where it just repeats that song over and over again. That's my roadhouse.
You know,
Two Most Wanted, Beyonce and Miley
Cyrus.
That is
something else because, you know, being I went to the Beyonce concert, you know, with the Renaissance, you know, in Atlanta. I went to that. I attended that. And it was phenomenal. I have not listened to her Cowboy Carter. And I've heard from both of y'all how amazing it is.
You're a hater.
And I'm like behind.
I'm kind of shocked by that because you're the biggest Beyonce fan on the show, yet you haven't spent any time with her album.
I haven't.
And I've listened to it. So
fake. Monica's fake.
What?
Over there.
Don't get the beehive going.
But yeah, so you're right. I can't judge you too much, Roadhouse, because that one song, that 4 minute song,
repeat.
With those two voices, I'm listening to it nonstop.
I can just give us a little. Too.
Can Antoine, can you sing us, give us a little? Because you know lyrics. I know you know.
I know all the words. I'm not doing that. I am not embarrassing myself this Friday. But yeah, is there something that you are constantly listening to, watching, that you are addicted to right now? Feel free to go ahead and text in to 52353 or call in 540-774-9236. I know it's not just Chris. It's not just me. You're also addicted to something.
Get it back!
Olivia Rodrigo, get him back.
Hey, you better get her name right because she will write a song about you so quickly.
She got a crumble cookie, too. You got to make sure to say it right because people eat that cookie. Have you seen that TikTok video?
Oh, yeah.
Where the guy said her name wrong and then it went viral and now that everyone's selling out, it's like the cookie's selling out.
I'm going to have to look up that TikTok video. I've never seen that one.
Yeah.
All right, quick recap of the Happy Hour Triple Play. I had Paralyzer Finger 11 today. Antoine had Love Don't Cost a Thing from J-Lo and Monica's pick was We Are Who We Are by Kesha, and the winner by a couple votes, me with Paralyzer.
Me!
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking of you, Chris, we were talking earlier about how you are addicted to the new Jake Gyllenhaal Roadhouse remake and how I'm addicted to Beyonce and Miley Cyrus's new song, Two Most Wanted. Mm-hmm. Well, people are texting in to 52353, letting us know that we are not alone. They are addicted to things, too, like Ashley from Shawsville. I can rewatch Friends over and over. We got another text message that says that they are absolutely addicted to Taylor Swift's 10-minute version of All Too Well.
10-minute version? Mm-hmm.
It's that song is 10 minutes long, Monica.
It is.
It is. It is. It is a third of a sitcom.
Yeah.
It's long.
That's a lot.
And then someone else is addicted to watching Book Talk, which we had to do some research behind the scenes to figure out what that was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I saw a text come through saying the new Roadhouse was awful. I didn't say it was good just because I've seen it.
Exactly. Drugs are bad. People are addicted to those too.
It's the K92 Morning Thang with Monica, Antoine, and Chris and with our last pair of tickets to go see L. King live at Dr. Pepper Park. And we have Tracy on the phone to play this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Tracy, you have to make the decision right now. This is the most important decision you're going to make the entire day. I don't even care what you do for a living. Nothing's going to be more important than right now. Who do you want to partner up with? Me, Monica, or Chris in wordplay?
Monica, please.
You are so polite.
Yes.
Everything.
Hey, Tracy.
You're so polite while I look at Monica and say, get out of here. Tracy, do you have any special plans this weekend?
Nope. Laundry and maybe yard work.
Oh, none of that sounds like fun.
Yeah. I know.
But it's okay because you're going to win these tickets because what's going to happen is Chris is going to give you some words that he's going to give Monica, and you just have to predict what Monica's going to say. Take it away, Chris.
All right, the first word is chocolate.
What's Monica going to say when Chris says chocolate to her?
Like chocolate bar?
All right, so she'll say chocolate bar, okay.
Yep. The second word is paint.
Paintball.
Paintball. Okay.
Have you ever been hit by a paintball?
I have. It hurts.
It does. It really does.
It's not fun at all.
Mm-mm. All right. Couch.
Couch cushion.
Couch cushion. I like that.
All right. Fourth word, air. A-I-R.
Airbag.
Airbag. All right.
And the last one is always a name, Tom.
Oh, boy. That one's going to be hard. Tom.
Think of a
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry. Okay, that's a new one. That one did not even cross my mind right there.
I was thinking maybe Tom Cruise.
I was thinking Tom Hanks.
Tom Holland. We'll see what Monica says. Monica. She's probably not going to say Tom and Jerry, though. Maybe she'll match you on the other ones. Hey, Monica, welcome back.
And actually, I prefer your answer for that one. That was a good one, Tracy. Mm-hmm. All right. Tracy did pretty well.
All right.
She did pretty good. So, Monica, you just have to match 2 out of 5 so that she can go into the weekend with a pair of tickets to see L. King.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm ready.
All right. The first word is chocolate.
Chocolate bar. That's where I'm going.
What did you say, Tracy?
I said chocolate bar.
Oh, right.
That's a good start. And I'm going to tell you right now, when Tracy said chocolate bar, there were question marks at the end. She goes, bar, maybe? So, look, we're off to a good start.
Because we got bars.
All right, the second word is paint.
Okay, I'm going to go paint. Paint chip.
Paint chip, that's a good answer.
What'd you say, Tracy?
I said paintball.
Paintball.
You can hear the frown. Yeah. She was frowning right there.
Oh. All right, the next word is couch.
Couch. Oh. Ooh. I'm going to go couch cushion.
What did you say, Tracy?
I said couch cushion.
Yes! First, I was going to say potato. Yes. No, but cushion.
I'll be a couch potato this weekend.
Yeah.
Hey, I do want to jump to the name.
Please do.
All right. So the name was Tom. Uh-huh. What are you going to say when I give you Tom, Monica?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. That's a good answer. You know what? Do a second one. Let's
Tom
say it
wasn't
Tom Hanks.
Oh, nope,
Tom
Holland. Nope, do a third one.
Okay. Tom and Jerry.
Yay.
What?
Tom and Jerry is what you did.
Oh, did she? Okay.
Yeah.
We got there.
Well, you know what, Tracy? You got the pair of tickets to see L. King. She's going to be at Dr. Pepper Park Thursday, June the 20th. You got the tickets from K92.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
What should you be watching this weekend? Where should your attention lie? Well, we're going to give you a few recommendations on things that you can binge over the weekend. And you can always visit our website, k92radio.com, for more recommendations and the trailers and information that goes with them. Monica, is there anything that you are watching or that you're excited to watch soon?
Okay, well, what I started back watching, Sex in the City.
The
is
original?
On Netflix. Yes, the original. And I didn't realize that it was so saucy, season 1, episode 1.
I remember.
I forgot about it. I was like, how did we? Okay. Mm-hmm. That was playing on regular TV.
Listen, I'm going to tell you this. This is between us. No, nobody tell my mama. I had the first episode of Sex and the City on when I was a kid, and then I had the other channel be Disney. So anytime I'd hear my mother walk through the hallway,
switched it.
You hit last on the remote. Go right to Hannah Montana, and then I go back to Carrie
well,
Bradshaw.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all right now, season 1, episode 1, within the first 10 minutes.
It's a party.
Your jaw was on the floor.
I said, I watched that.
Okay. All right, so Monica is rewatching Sex in the City on Netflix. Chris, how about you?
Well, we already discussed in the show. I've been watching Roadhouse 5 times.
I was trying to give you time to come with something else. Listen, I love you some Roadhouse.
Look, I will be honest. I haven't watched any TV this week. I haven't had time.
Been
I've
busy.
Had so many other things going on. I've just had Roadhouse, the new version.
In the background.
On in the background 5 times.
I get it.
So I have nothing to contribute to Binge Watch Weekend.
But similar to what you said, we talked about it earlier. Like, the number one thing for me, it's WrestleMania weekend.
Okay.
On Peacock, it is Roman Reigns, The Rock, Cody
like Roman.
Rhodes. That's my main thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not into wrestling like a lot of people are not, how about on Apple TV Plus, a new limited series starring Colin Farrell called Sugar?
Sugar.
Yes. He plays a police detective, which I think is the role that he was born to play. But he's a private detective who is investigating the disappearance of the beloved granddaughter of a Hollywood producer.
Okay.
And so as he's doing it, there's a lot of twists and turns, but it's a Colin Farrell movie where he's playing a detective, where he's playing like he's charming.
Uh-huh.
Like, he was built for this role, and that's on Apple TV Plus.
All right.
Yeah. I think it's absolutely great. I think it's going to be great. I'm going to start it on Monday because I don't have time this weekend to start.
Yeah, you're busy.
On Monday, and then if you go out to the movie theaters, make sure you check out Monkey Man. It's
Monkey
an
Man.
Action. Action, thriller, suspense thing.
It looks weird. It's another Jordan Peele movie, right?
Yes, it's from Dev Patel and produced by Jordan Peele.
So is he wearing a mask or is he just supposed to be like half monkey, half man? What is it?
Neither. His fighting style is more of the monkey. It's straight action. It's a bunch of action, cutscenes, dark. If you want a little action in your life, you don't want to watch wrestling, go watch Monkey Man.
95% Rotten Tomatoes.
See? Killing it.
Huh.
But yeah, if you want more recommendations, just visit our website, k92radio.com. All the trailers, all the information. And if you need something to watch 5 to 10 times, Roadhouse is still online.
I recommend it. Renee Rapp and Megan Thee Stallion, Not My Fault on K92. It's the Morning Thang with Monica, Antoine, and Chris, about ready to wrap up the day and head into the weekend, or at least wrap up our day.
Mm-hmm.
I know, yes. A lot of people are just getting started.
You know what? No, I've decided. Like, we wrap up our day right now. Mm-hmm. They can wrap up their day. If you're listening right now, just wrap up your day. Whatever you're doing, just hit save on the computer. If you are driving transportation, just pull over and walk off.
Yeah. Everybody just leave you in the middle of surgery.
And Antoine's gonna give you money for that you miss out of on your job.
Oh, yeah. My cash up is $Chris Ryan.
It is not.
Yeah, someone's getting a kidney removed. Like, you know, pause. Antoine said we cut the day short.
If that happens, Chris, I can tell you right now, Monica will find that hospital, find that OR room, and she would go try to complete that surgery.
You'd be correct.
So let's not do that, Doogie Howser or anybody else. Finish the surgery. But we had a fun show today. Super excited about the weekend. Bob Patrick is going to be at the McDonald's in Martinsville hanging out with Bubba Wallace. So you want to make sure that you get over there and you say what's up to him.
Yeah, I was going to say, you need to make sure to be in Martinsville. Let me give you all the dates.
It's from noon to 2 tomorrow at the McDonald's in Martinsville.
Yep, it's 2756 Greensboro Road, Martinsville. I know, I say
it. Why do you say it with such country slang?
I don't know, because anything with a burl at the end, the country just comes out. All right, I just can't help it.
Burl.
Yeah, Greensboro.
But yes, and don't forget, as I shared in the Feel Good Friday, I will be unreachable all weekend because I have to watch my wrestling WrestleMania weekend.
So you're telling me your mom can't even reach out to you?
I'm going to see my mother today in a couple of hours. She has to drop something off, and then I'm going to tell her she better not call me until Monday morning.
You better not say that to your mother.
I'm changing my phone number. Leave me alone, mama. Leave me alone.
All right, and then you guys are getting more of me today. Just me. I'm on from 10 to 1 for Freddie Mac today.
Okay.
Yeah, just more Chris?
Out. Yep, okay. I need to cover for Freddie Mac today, so that's what I'm doing. I'm never going home today.
You stay here forever. But yeah, whatever you decide to do this weekend, have fun and be safe. But before we get out of here,
we have the Morning Thang Nuggets. Happiness is the art of never holding in your mind the memory of an unpleasant thing that has passed. So get rid of anything that's unpleasant. Any unpleasant thoughts, wipe them clean.
I was going to ask for the cliff notes of that one because that was a lot of words.
It was a lot of words
right
there.
I was like, can you summarize that?
Blah, 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 blah.
Stop thinking
about
bad stuff.
Pretty much.
Yes. Don't think about bad stuff. Have fun this weekend. There's so many events going on in the area. Make sure you get out, support your community. Brand new episode of The Thang Monday morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Toodaloo.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.